Oneida has 6 vowel sounds. Unlike English, each letter stands for one and only one sound. Here are the letters used and the sounds they represent. A has the sound of the A in ah or father. E has the sound of the E in egg or eight. I has the sound of the I in ski or machine. O has the sound of the O in hope or low. The remaining 2 vowels are nasalized. That means they are pronounced more through the nose than the usual English sound. Roughly then, U has the sound of the UN in tune. Carrot has the sound of the ON in sun. Consonants. Most of the consonants have the same sounds as they usually do in English. This is true for H, L, N, W, and Y. The letters T, K, and S have 2 pronunciations depending on the other sounds near them. T normally has the sound of the T in city, water, or stove. Notice in those words, T sounds more like D. If a K, H, or S follows, then the T has the usual English sound as in top. K normally has a G-like sound, as in skill. But if a T, S, or H follows, then it sounds like the usual English K, as in kite. S often has a sound halfway between the S in see and the Z-like sound of the S in was. When it comes between 2 vowels, it always has the Z-like sound. And when it comes before or after H, then it has the sound of the S in C. Other symbols used in writing Onyedaok. Glottal is used to represent a special consonant sound, called a glottal stop, that English doesn't have. The sound is made by quickly stopping the flow of air in the throat, a kind of catch. Accent. This symbol is written above a vowel, see examples shown, to indicate the stressed syllable in a word. Colon. This symbol comes after a vowel to indicate the vowel is lengthened or dragged out a bit. Vowels marked with both a colon and the stress mark have a slightly rising tone. This is the Onyedaok alphabet used in writing. A, E, H, I, K, L, N, O, S, T, U, W, Y, glottal, and caret. Some special combinations are TSY or TSI, which sounds like the J in jam or judge. TSHY or TSHI, which sounds like the CH in church. SY, which sounds like the SH in shoe or hush.